You're listening to Circle of Hope's Sunday Meeting Podcast. This talk was given at 5720 Ridge Avenue. For more information, check out circleofhope.net or join us in person on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m.
So my name is Jerome. I've been leading here as a pastor at this tender church plant for a year and a week now. Because last week we celebrated that we held our first Sunday meetings a year ago. For any of you that were here those first few months, could you tell that I was terrified to get up in front of you? You couldn't? I tried to hold it together. Thank you. So I had to get up here and squeak out a sermon. I think I can remember the first time trying to speak in front of you. I say the same thing every week. Hi, my name is Jerome. My name is Jerome. You know, that was about how bad it was. I didn't think I would last a year. And the only reason I did is because I found a loving place to grow in public, just as this church plant is doing. And to a certain extent, everyone has to grow up publicly. Maybe not as publicly as like the president's kids, but everyone has to go through the growing process, and we don't do it in isolation. No one grows up without being seen as the growth happens. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It might seem like it would be better to be able to hide away as we try to get to some point of maturity or competence, some level that we have in mind. But Jesus himself had to go through a very public growth process. We don't know a lot about his younger years, but we do get glimpses of them in the Bible. So let me just say that the thought I want you to have today is that it is painful to grow in public, but we are creating a place where people can do that in a loving and supportive environment. Yesterday, some of the stakeholders of this congregation got together to discuss where we've been in the past year and think about where we're going. A stakeholder is anyone who cares about the direction and vision of this church plant. If you're in this room, you might be a stakeholder, even if you're not. We always want to be including new people, and thankfully people are catching the vision to be a place where the world can see and experience the love of Jesus, specifically as part of this congregation. So yesterday we noted that we have touched a lot of lives over the past 12 months. We've grown by 10% in the past year, and of course that's not the norm in most churches and not in a post-Christian culture. And when we talk about numbers, we're talking about people. We're talking about stories of transformation. And I know personally that there's transformation happening among us. So after the meeting, I started to reflect on who we're becoming and what's possible through us. I thought about how we as a congregation are growing. We're doing it in front of the world as much as we can, and how that's just not easy. How do we get past that feeling of unease and just do it though? There's an awkwardness to growing publicly. There might be temptation to hide our weaknesses or our lack of experience as we grow into who we are as individuals and maybe as this church plant. We might want to leave it to the experts. I don't know who those are in this case, but or withdraw our underdeveloped gifts because they're too raw and it makes us feel vulnerable to share them. Or maybe you're attempting to hone a skill that you've never tried to employ before. It's also easy to see bumps in the road as colossal failures that would make you want to give up. Like if you start leading a cell and it doesn't go the way you had hoped, you might just never want to try again. There are lots of reasons to be afraid of growing up publicly, but I think this loving community centered around Jesus helps us to do it. So here's a scripture I was working with that brought some of my thoughts together. And this is the verse that I read a few years ago, and it hit me, and it helped me to save me from my self-consciousness. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. I think that one's pretty good. The Son of God had to grow in wisdom and stature. Jesus got taller, but he also grew emotionally. That lets us know that it's okay to have some growing pains, and we can take that as a body, that it's okay for us to be growing. So I need to give a little bit of my testimony. I wouldn't be able to relate to this text or relate it to you without having some of my own experience. When I was about 4 or 5 years old, I don't know how old I was really, but I knew that I wanted to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's pretty amazing that I felt called to preach the gospel of Jesus because I still hadn't even heard God speak in modern English yet. We only read the King James Version. So I imagine God had to say to me, "Boo-boo, Thou art called to preach my word. Boo Boo was my nickname. Of course, my mother still calls me Boo Boo. So I had no other dreams except to preach, except to be a pastor. My father was and is a pastor. My whole family was built around the church that some of my relatives from two generations before started 75 years ago. I was certain that God was calling me to ministry, but my family church didn't offer a lot of opportunities for those in my generation to explore our giftings. I think that's one of the best things that a new church plant can do, is to allow people to find and hone their giftings. So I felt called by God to preach, but I needed a safe and loving place to grow and practice what I felt was my calling. There's no way around growing up in front of everybody with something like this. When we agree to serve God, it's like we're suddenly put on display. God uses our public growth to show his goodness and power at work in his people, not just our triumphs, but also our stumblings. I think that's why I like this singular verse so much. It says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and with people. It's from the Gospel of Luke, which gives more details than the other Gospels about Jesus' early life. Chapter 2 in Luke's Gospel, where this verse is found, goes into how Jesus was shaped and how he was as a child. Before Luke says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor, he tells some of the story of Jesus as a boy. In a verse earlier in the chapter, it says that Jesus, quote, grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom, and God's grace was on him. Luke really wanted to emphasize that Jesus was growing into who he was becoming. At that time, the Jewish people who were able to would travel to Jerusalem to have a feast for the Passover celebration once a year. In the passage, Jesus was traveling with his family for that occasion to Jerusalem. It was a whole caravan of people traveling together, friends and family. So apparently, there were enough people in this loving group that they felt comfortable not knowing where their kids were all the time, because Jesus ended up staying behind without his parents knowing. He was 12 years old, so they probably figured that he had enough sense to stay with the group at that age. But he stayed behind in Jerusalem when the rest of his family and friends were traveling back to Nazareth. So they traveled a whole day before they realized that Jesus wasn't with them. They went back to Jerusalem and found him in the temple with the teachers discussing scripture. Luke tells us that Jesus' knowledge and questions about scripture were astounding to the scholars of his day. It was good that Jesus wanted to discuss scripture. He had in mind that he was going to be a teacher himself, so he took the chance to learn from some of the best. But it was also a very kid thing to do, to think that he could just not tell his parents that he was what he was going to do. He needed to grow up still. So they all presumably turned around and retraced their steps back to the temple. When they found Jesus, according to the text, which I think might be a little cleaned up from how it really went down, his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." And Jesus says, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that it was necessary for me to be in my father's house?" In the next verse, Luke wrote, "But they did not understand what he said to them." And I think after studying the Greek, I realized that it's hard to actually catch the essence of what Jesus' family, and especially his mother's response to that was. I think after Jesus said he had to be in his father's house, that his mother's statement back to him could be more fairly translated as, "Hmm. Joseph, do you hear your son? All right, now Jesus, let's get going." So I really do think that Jesus had a loving community around him to help him grow into who he was becoming, which was the Savior. Earlier in this chapter, Luke records various people telling of how great it's going to be when the Lord's anointed appears, Jesus. A man named Simeon told Jesus' parents that he was told by God that he would live long enough to see the one God had chosen to bring salvation to the world. And Simeon told Jesus' parents that Jesus was the one. That may be why Mary didn't just dismiss Jesus' words when he said he had to be in his father's house. We need that type of revelation to move forward when we have doubts. Revelation about what God is calling us to. I think we do get some of that revelation from time to time. I learned yesterday that Steve was telling Allison for years that we were going to plant a church in the Northwest and that she would need to play cello as she just did for us today. I felt like there was some prophecy spoken for this place. Sometimes the revelation is right in front of our face like that. It's just an opportunity to serve, which there's plenty of in a newly forming congregation. In my case, I wanted to be a pastor, but I didn't have any designs on being pastor here at Circle of Hope. I just happened to meet Sarah, who recently moved to Oregon, but was part of this congregation. She invited me to Circle of Hope, and I was immediately welcomed. A year and a half or so later, and I was being considered to help lead a church plant. Things can happen quickly here at Circle of Hope. Some of you have already experienced that. When Julie and I were considering our calling to be pastors here, I think a pretty good percentage of the people who were going to plant this church, who felt called to plant here, probably didn't even have a conversation with me yet. I had dreams to be a pastor, but nothing on my resume said that I was qualified to do it. At the time, I was working at the thrift store in South Philly. Not exactly a natural transition to being a pastor, but I recognized that there was a lot of hoping and praying for this church plant to happen. Some people had been waiting for this for a long time. Some of you had been part of Circle of Hope since its beginning, back when I think it's 96, 97, so, you know, getting jiggy when it was on the radio. Darcy and I had some young folks over for dinner the other day, and they asked me to play some music from my day. So I had to play some Will Smith, specifically from the Millennium era. I figure Ben would like that. He would know the Millennium era. We're still in it, by the way. But I felt called to be in ministry. Even when we are called, we still have to work out how we're going to do it. One of the biggest parts about being a pastor is that you have to get up in front of people and talk. I realized pretty quickly that I was going to have to learn how to do that in front of everybody who came here. At one point, I would sit an entire weekend. This is not for pity. I'm just telling you what happened. In a room at our house, and would literally get maybe 5 or 6 sentences every 6 hours. Then I would get here with what I had and barely say it loud enough for anyone without superior hearing to hear about 95% of what I said. I would never have had the confidence to attempt a getting jiggy with it joke a year ago. Your love made that possible. Praise him. As a congregation, we've been given a lot of love as we go through the process of growing. One thing we noted yesterday at the stakeholders meeting is that we've met lots of people in the last year. Not all of them stayed. We wish that more would have stayed. But it's understandable that as we grow, people will move on for many different reasons. We tried to honor everyone as they left. But it's not always easy to face the fact that people will move on. We're all learning that and going through that together. It's not easy to talk about or even make sense of it. So right now, Circle of Hope is 5 congregations, 4 in Philadelphia and 1 in South Jersey. The other 4 are what we call fully partnered. And we here at Circle of Hope on Ridge Avenue have an affiliated status. And that basically means that we don't have some of the obligations that other congregations have, like hosting certain meetings for cell leaders or the leadership team in general. We've been given space to go through the difficult process of growing from infancy to maturity. We started with 2 inexperienced, read no experienced, pastors and a group of people who had been dreaming about starting the congregation for years and some whom we had just met and jumped right in to make this thing happen. We're birthing new cells and meeting new people who are looking to bring Jesus' love to this part of our city and around the world. So as we continue to grow in stature and wisdom and favor with God and people, here are a few things to take with you. Even Jesus had to grow up. Yes, the Son of God had a time of growing into who he would become. There's no getting around that we're not a finished product. We may have to get from time to time as we explore how to serve God. Expect that there is plenty of learning for all of us to do. Much of our growth is public, which does not make it pleasant. It's not easy to grow up, and we can't hide our growing up. We need each other to be able to do it. Our process of growing displays God's grace and patience and love to those who witness our attempts, successes, and mistakes. It's going to be awkward at times, so we can embrace it. Finally, there's enough love and grace for us to grow. We can't hide that we're growing up, but we are creating a place where we can do that growing up together. Perhaps you can encourage someone this week who you see growing or stepping out in response to God's calling. It can be helpful to know that others recognize the progress we're making. Maybe you can do something new, get involved with something you haven't really done before, or try something you don't know how to do. This is a place to grow.
Thanks for listening to Circle of Hope's Sunday Meeting Podcast. If you want to talk about it or get connected to a cell, you can find one under our Connect dropdown at circleofhope.net.